Jason Wilde, more than any other time that he has come on this show, has a job. Good evening, Jason.
I have a job, but what's my job?
Well, I'm telling you right now, the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, do you think the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl? 30% say yes. You need to tell whatever is necessary so that number gets down to about 15%. That's crazy.
What?
30%?
Why? They're optimistic people. Don't hold it against them.
I am. Well, I don't hold it against them, that's why you're going to help them in terms of assessing the Packers going into the season. My premise is twofold. They're crazy. And two, if the Packers were to win the Super Bowl, people need to understand how amazing that was. It's not like the Packers winning with Brett Favre. What? It'd be like the Badgers winning. What?
No, them winning the Super Bowl would not be like the Badgers winning the national championship.
No, I didn't finish. No, like the Badgers when they went to and won the first Rose Bowl with Barry Alvarez. That was a huge surprise. This would be a huge. You don't think so?
No, no.
They've been a seven seed the last 2 years.
Right. And they won a Super Bowl as a six seed in 2010.
Right. And right.
No. Stop. Just stop. As much as it pains me, first of all, just because 30% of people say yes doesn't mean that the Packers obviously have a 30% chance of winning the
Super Bowl. That's where I'm helping you, asking you to help out.
30% of fans think it's possible or think they will. Now, on top of that, like I can much more easily justify that the Packers are not going to win the Super Bowl and give a variety of reasons. But I don't think that it's in any way, shape, or form outlandish to try and to say that they will win the Super Bowl. I personally would not pick them, I can understand why that 30% would think that they will.
Well, all right.
I think they've got a pretty good argument.
What is that argument, right? Just out of curiosity.
There are some ifs that will be attached to it, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But their defense, fifth in total defense, sixth in scoring defense last year.
Correct.
If their pass rush does indeed improve from within, and with the fourth round and fifth round draft picks that they added, then their pass rush will be better. So that is a positive. If either Jair Alexander stays and stays healthy, or more likely, the guys that they do have, Hobbs, Nixon, Carrington Valentine, and whoever else they may or may not add, play at a good level, not a Hall of Fame level, not an All-Pro level, but good level. I think they're good enough there. We know at safety they're good. We know that, I know I'm a bigger fan of Quay Walker than other people are, but Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper, I think, have a chance to be a pretty damn good tandem. I'm not putting them in the Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw category from the last couple of years with the 49ers. Greenlaw has moved on now to the Broncos, but they have a chance to be pretty damn good. I understand there were a lot of ifs there. Now on offense, look, I still think that Wicks and Reed, if I use the homer rule, and I know they're starting to age out of being considered young players, but if I use the homer rule, both of those players have shown me some pretty special moments.
Yeah.
As wide receiver.
Reed more than anybody else.
Right?
Reed more than anybody.
Right.
Yes.
And so, right. So I believe that in year three, they did not make the jump last year in year two that we all thought they would or that Packers fans hoped they would. They did not. Undeniable. But I think that's still a distinct possibility. I want to see Jordan Love when he's fully healthy because, well, I think that is a crutch that was used too much by people that want to justify his performance or are Jordan Love apologists. I also would say that it is undeniable that it affected him at some level for much of the season. Now, that's part of playing in the National Football League, is playing through injury and still being productive. The two guys that came before him certainly did a great job of that. Jordan's still learning how to do that. But I think Jordan Love will be better this season than he was last season. I think he will be a meaningful, not significant, but a meaningful amount better. I am a huge Josh Jacobs believer. I do think they intend to run the ball the same way they did last year.
Which was the first season under LaFleur in which they ran more than they passed.
Yeah. Also the first season that they had Josh Jacobs. I mean, look, whether it was Matt LaFleur or Mike McCarthy before him, we all love Aaron Jones. I mean, the guy hugged me in the home locker room at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis when I went in to see him. Like, guys don't do that to reporters. We all love Aaron Jones. But one of the drawbacks to him that both those coaches felt was we have to make sure we don't go overboard with his workload because we don't want to lose him for an extended period. Josh Jacobs, they don't worry about that with. So I think they will look similar. Tucker Kraft is one of the best young tight ends, and he could be in a position to be able to remove the young part of that equation and just say he's one of the best tight ends in the NFL. So, and their offensive line, if you believe what they have done, has improved it by paying Aaron Banks, by opening up the left tackle competition to Jordan Morgan versus Rasheed Walker, then that group could be pretty good too. So, like, I don't think they're good. I don't think what they have on paper is good enough to be the favorite in the NFC to win the Super Bowl. But I think what they have is good enough for, if you are an optimistic thinking Packers fan, to have voted yes and be among that 30%.
The odds makers have...
Wait a minute. Well, you can't move on.
No, what? You've made your defense. I'm not going to sit and argue with you. I learned this from Chris Carter. Don't ask me my opinion. Then when I give it to you, tell me I'm wrong. Why'd you bring me on the show?
Did I influence you in any degree to be a little less harsh?
No, not at all. Because the assessment is the team versus the other competition that you have to go against. Are there better teams? And that's part of it.
How good is Detroit?
Better than the Packers, but could I see them passing the line? Yes, that's where I said, to me, it would be a great season if the Packers win the division or get to the NFC Championship game. That would be a great season. That's, to me, how people should look at it. When you've been a number 7 seed, and that isn't even addressing the Eagles, and there's 0% chance that they will be as good as the Eagles if they played them in the playoffs. That's not even that. And they have to do other things just to get to that point. Then we haven't even discussed the AFC and whether they're good enough to beat the team they would play there. All those things would have to take place. And there is no belief, and can be no belief, based on the talent put together by Goody and the coaching by LaFleur, that they're capable of doing that, because they couldn't even do it when they had Aaron Rodgers.
That, I think you're very fair there.
Okay.
I would say that it's very difficult after a Super Bowl, win or lose, especially if you lose. But even when you win, it's tough to replicate that. I know the Kansas City Chiefs have made it look like it's easier than it actually is. I don't know what to think of the Lions.
I agree.
Right? Because on the one hand, they're going to get all these guys that were hurt on their defense last year back. And I still think that they were better than the Eagles. I do. And had they had better injury luck last season, they would have been the NFC team in the Super Bowl. I firmly believe that. Now, they lost both their coordinators to head coaching jobs. And I was wrong about Dan Campbell. And I thought his shtick would wear thin. And it did. Those guys love him. He's won now. They made it to an NFC Championship game 2 years ago. Last year, they obviously had the number one seed and then lost to Washington. But I want to see if all the bravado and the kneecap biting and everything else still works when you don't have two guys that are both head coaches now as your two coordinators. So I don't know what to expect.
All right, we are going to continue this discussion. We have to break because TVV is waiting. But
I don't mind stepping aside for TVV.
I knew you would say that. Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
The debate will continue. Got a lot of time for that. TVV next.